This is the Edinburgh Reporter podcast, and I'm with Amanda Tyndall of Edinburgh Science Festival. Amanda, what is the pale blue dot?
So, 30 years ago this year, Carl Sagan, the American astronomer and broadcaster, phoned NASA up and asked them to turn Voyager around as it was leaving the solar system and snap a picture of Earth. That picture then became known as the pale blue dot. It was this really iconic, fuzzy but moving image of this tiny spot in the infinity of space. It became really powerful and iconic because he gave a wonderful speech about it when he used it to talk about our responsibility for the custodianship of planet Earth. That image and a lot of the work and the photographs that the Apollo astronauts were taking in the 70s led to what's called an overview effect, this sense of responsibility for a fragile and unique planet, and was very much seen as being part of the environment movement. Now we're finding a way to celebrate all of that and link it to the year of Scottish Coasts and Waters with an exhibition called Pale Blue Dot, and it will explore the essential and life-giving nature of water on planet Earth with a focus on our seas and oceans. And it's going to be taking over the whole of the Grand Gallery in the National Museum. It will have four main zones that look at everything from the scale and majesty and connectedness of the oceans to its biodiversity, to the bounty that we take from it, and to the threats and opportunities to solve those threats that exist. It involves new art commissions, interactivity, 360 video domes. It's going to be brilliant. It's not quite finished yet, so the next few weeks are going to be busy, but if I had to pick one thing from the festival that I'm most excited about and that I think really speaks to our strengths and that can appeal to people young and old from all walks of life and will be totally free at the point of access in the museum, then my recommendation is Pale Blue Dot. But all of the creation of the content is largely done by myself and my team, with a couple of commissions that we ran a call for ideas and for art commissions, and from that we selected the artwork of two Scottish and one international artist, in a wonderful opportunity for them to bring their work to much, much wider audiences than would ordinarily visit it in a gallery space. The museum on Chambers Street in Edinburgh, the National Museum, has over 170,000 visitors across the 2 weeks of the Science Festival. So it's going to be glorious chaos in there as people explore our pale blue dot.
The Edinburgh Science Festival, which takes place across Edinburgh, across 30 venues in Edinburgh between the 4th and the 19th of April 2020. Thank you so much for listening to the Edinburgh Reporter podcast. Listen out for more episodes coming soon.